HashCore concept, complexity measurement. We measure complexity in terms of small, medium, large. The whole team that will be working on this project should be involved in figuring out how complex the tasks are. Picking sizes should be done in isolation, but rather after the first pass at creating the DAG, another leftwards planning core concept. There are three measures of size for any task: effort, complexity, and unknowns. Tasks that are considered medium or large, because they are composed of more small tasks, need to be broken down until they are at least small. There is no need to go smaller than small. While it is possible to do a comprehensive evaluation, picking the size should really be a fast activity to understand if the topic is small or needs attention to break it down or remove risks. Remember, our goal here is to optimize the project, not guess at when it will be done. All tasks could be measured on all three criteria, but generally speaking, it is not worth the discussion when the task is already agreed to be of a specific size and reason, such as medium effort or large complexity or medium unknowns. Opening up the discussion to find out which of these three topics make it medium or large is only meant to further assist breaking tasks down towards small tasks again. We don't need to discuss why a small is a small unless some members of the team are unsure about that choice. Challenging assumptions is healthy, but having discussions that won't add value is not. Not every task can be broken down, but a serious effort should always be made. If your plan is less than 80% small tasks, go back and rethink how to break the tasks down further. If it is really impossible to break something down, special care must be taken in the DAG and the proposal to de-risk it. We do not use these estimates to fix dates that tasks are completed, and that's not just a nice-to-have statement, but actually part of what makes leftwards planning work. If you start to attach dates to any task except the final rightmost task, you will undermine the design of this framework and not get the results you expected. Individual task dates are not fixed, and the team can agree to change the order of tasks as new information becomes available while working in the project. You need this level of freedom to deal with unpredictability. For a deeper explanation, please review the rationale section. See image and documentation for reference. Breaking tasks down. Often tasks can be broken up many times over. It doesn't always make sense to do this when a task is already small. However, if it can unblock a second task or splitting allows more than one person to take on this task, it is often worth it. Especially when you have a working CI/CD pipeline and can gain instant validation on that increment being built correctly. Splitting repetitive high-effort tasks can be relatively straightforward. Simply break the repetitive part out into many tasks, rebucket them as appropriate. High-effort tasks that have workflow steps can often be broken into the workflow skeleton to unblock multiple steps components, where the steps plug into the skeleton. Furthermore, workflows often have logical branches which can be broken up. For example, imagine an onboarding wizard, and it might have different forms for different users, but also it has different workflows for the happy path and form validation failed, which could be broken up too. Likewise, the same goes for variations in data. Usually you can solve one case per data type. Tasks can be large when they are either very complex or require discovery, for example, high-performance software. Often it is possible to deliver the low-performance variant quickly and allow a longer non-blocking time window to work on this complicated performance challenge using some techniques from the sacrificial architecture section.